Special Testimonies for Ministers and Workers, number 6. Sad Effects of Doubt and Hesitation. What moved the people at Battle Creek when they humbled their hearts before God and cast away their idols? In the days of Christ, when he proclaimed his mission, all bear witness and wondered at the gracious words that proceeded out of his mouth. But the unbelief whispered by Satan began to work, and they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" When the Lord Jesus perceived their questioning unbelief and saw that his gracious words were fading from their minds, he said unto them, "Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country." Then Christ stated facts to them and said, "Verily I say unto you, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Eliseus the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian." The Jews considered that this was spoken against them, and that those of a heathen nation should be represented as favored by God before the Jewish nation was a statement that should not be tolerated. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up, and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. While they were contending among themselves, Christ passed through the midst of them, and went on his way. Certainly this was one of the places where Christ could not do many mighty works because of their unbelief. The very same spirit has been manifested in Battle Creek. Those who opened the door of their hearts to temptation at Minneapolis and carried the same spirit home with them will realize, if not now, in the near future, that they resisted the Holy Spirit of God and did despite to the Spirit of grace. Will they repent? Or will they harden their hearts and resist evidence? There is much that needs to be set in order in every institution that is in operation in our world. Finite men are not to make themselves lords and seek to govern men's minds and principles when their own minds and their own principles are very shaky. This uncertainty is being communicated to the churches by men in prominent positions. Unbelief goes in the very atmosphere. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken, that those things that cannot be shaken may remain. All who truly love Jesus Christ will now stand enlisted under his banner, eager to magnify his name and accomplish his will. Every opportunity is given in an open field for the manifestation of love and loyalty. There is nothing that Christ hungers and thirsts for so much as wholehearted disciples possessing his love and gentleness. Who, I ask, will in these days of approaching peril, when the faith of everyone is to be severely tested, comprehend through the Holy Spirit's teaching the design of God to win all the ability, all the God-entrusted endowments of Christ, to the service of the Prince of Peace? Who will extend the work of God to all places where souls are ignorant of the light? In the cities of America, as well as in foreign countries, a great work is to be done. God calls for cheerful co-workers, and they are not to be repressed, discouraged, and disheartened by counterworking agencies who themselves refuse to be worked by the Holy Spirit of God. God's ministers are in service to God. There are large numbers willing to devote their time to home missionary work if they see that it is pleasant and agreeable to them. They wait for something to do and work to be brought to them, but they lose physical, mental, and moral efficiency in so doing. In every neighborhood, consecrated ability will do much in personal effort, But let not men prescribe for their brethren according to their ideas. Let the oppression of human minds forever cease, and let the Holy Spirit have a chance to work. Let all who can read and discern the signs of the times know that Christ is nigh, even at the door. Let love for God and Christ grow daily, and let love for your brethren be without dissimulation. Let faith be in constant use. Believe God because He is God. Put your human, world-loving spirit under the molding of the Spirit of God. The question is asked, when the Lord cometh, will He find faith on the earth? Faith, then, has become almost extinct.